Bruce Springsteen's new album is a departure for him. It's called We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions, and it features Springsteen singing folk songs made famous by Pete Seeger. Springsteen recorded the album over the course of 3 one-day sessions, accompanied by a large group of musicians playing acoustic instruments. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the result is not your typical folk album.
One, two, three. Face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, and died with a toothache in his heel. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper.
For a guy whose own ventures into folk songwriting tend to be sober, even morose affairs, just think of the admirable but weighty and often fraught music on an album like The Ghost of Tom Joad. Bruce Springsteen certainly knows how to bring the folksiness into folk music on the Seeger Sessions. Selecting a batch of songs that the 86-year-old folk legend has recorded over the years, many of them traditional public domain songs, part of the social fabric of America, Springsteen has rethought familiar words and melodies. Rather than the simple banjo and guitar arrangements that Seeger used as a solo performer and as part of his 50s group, the Almanac Singers, Springsteen assembled a large group that includes fiddles, horns, piano, and accordion. He mixes genres, proving that this durable material holds up, can indeed be freshly heard even by people who've heard the songs 1,000 times. Listen, for example, to his version of the gospel spiritual O Mary, Don't You Weep, rendered as a kind of Dixieland rave-up. Flip the CD over and you get a DVD of Springsteen and his assiduously ragtag crew performing a half dozen of the album's songs, everyone gathered in a room on Springsteen's home property, laughing, joking, working hard. Springsteen tosses off one observation that I think is crucial to the success of his achievement here. He observes that many of these songs get, quote, lost because they haven't been recontextualized again. That is, they become frozen in the sound and time of the recording you may remember from your youth or whenever you first encountered it. For example, I've been listening to various, always mechanical, stentorian versions of John Henry all my life, it seems. I dreaded hearing Springsteen sing this old chestnut until I actually heard the fierce attack that he brings to it.
Well, John Henry!
When When Springsteen and company go after John Henry, it sounds as though a locomotive was bearing down on the railroad tracks right behind him, and he's working furiously to keep imminent doom at bay. In much of this music, Springsteen is continuing what Pete Seeger is quoted as characterizing in a recent New Yorker profile as guerrilla cultural tactics, which means, in one sense, reminding audiences of today that many of these songs come out of struggle, out of rage, despair, and pressure-releasing pleasure. Not just on songs here that became anthems for civil rights movements, such as We Shall Overcome and Eyes on the Prize, but also a deceptively jaunty tune like Pay My Money Down, which you realize is not just an old sea shanty, but a demand to be given money earned on a long trip, in the voice of Workers United. From the sound of this album, Springsteen and his pals had a lot of fun recontextualizing this music. They also met the artistic challenge of reintroducing it to a new generation that can hear its messages anew.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Bruce Springsteen's new album, We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions.